As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Friday, January the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got lots of news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. And if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air or take Oracle with you on your mobile device. And from around America and around the world, you can also call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me by email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. Been getting a lot of emails lately. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, snail mail, Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Let's keep our postmistress busy and our postal routes open in America, just in case the internet goes away. I don't think that's going to happen this week. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Our micro-broadcasters, thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our number again, 866-841-1065, always open to your calls and more. Market report this morning, market shakedown continues. Investors seem to be scrambling for position in the post-Obamacare and post-cap-and-trade time period. We'll talk about that a little bit. Guantanamo is not going to close today. Haitians coming to a town near here. We'll talk about Haitia, Haitians, and Haiti, and all of that. Guantanamo, we'll talk about that for a while today. False left-right paradigm, political science reviewed. We're going to have to go back there again, I guess, and do a refresher course. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into that market report for Friday, January the 22nd, 2010. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold hammered, as well as silver, platinum, palladium, and all the Dow Jones and all of that. Everybody's hammered. We're going to see of ink, red ink going here today, unparalleled in recent history. Gold this morning still off another $4.90, trading below the 1,090 mark now at $1,088.20. Silver smack down another 28 cents, trading below that just above $17 at $17.09. Platinum lost $59 in early trading, now below the 1,600 level where it has been enjoying a little bit of space for a while. $1,537 for your platinum, and palladium drops $20, trades at $429 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, not looking good. $1,087.50 for a low, $1,099.40 for a high. Looking at about a $10 spread in there. Real tight, active market, however. At $1,088.20, your gold is still up $231.90 for a 27.08% return on your investment in Aurum, that beautiful precious metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,096.50, and the market promptly dropped below that. We'll be right back. Much more to come in today's two-hour broadcast. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, January the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name again is William Roberts. Lots of news here today. Went up on the big regurgitorium this morning and found that there's an overwhelming preponderance of international news, especially economic international news. Seems that they're all pointing away from the United States for perhaps a very particular reason. Anyway, a lot of news out there in the regurgitorium, but we're not going to cover too much of it today. We will talk a little bit about Haiti, but let's go back into this market report for Friday again. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The onslaught on the metals and the equity markets, etc., continues in the wake of the Scott Brown election, as we see the all of the investors apparently scrambling for position now that they're starting to deal with this idea of a post-Obamacare and a post-cap-and-trade America. Certainly those green shoots are wilting. Let's go into that again. Gold we find down $4.90 an ounce, trading at $1,088.20 an ounce. Silver off 28 cents at $17.09 an ounce. Platinum loses $59 and trades at $1,537 an ounce. palladium, losing $20 at $429 an ounce. Again, the London Gold Fix was set this morning at $1,096.50, and we're $10 below that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 213 yesterday at 10,390. The NASDAQ was off 26 at 2,266. The S&P closed down 22 at 1,116. The crude oil loses 20 cents in early morning trading, trades at $75.88 a barrel for that light sweet crude. And the U.S. dollar index plummets another 12 basis points, trading at 78.29. Of course, that rolls over into the foreign exchange market. Forex market this morning, the Canadian dollar losing 45 basis points, trades below 96, now at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso hanging on by its fingernails, still at 8 cents U.S. The euro down again this morning, although it is up about 20 basis points off yesterday's closing. It is trading at $1.41, which is about 4 or 5 cents below where it has been recently. The British, it's $1.41, so the British pound then loses 55 basis points, trades at $1.61 U.S., and the Swiss franc up about 8 basis points, trades at 96 cents. In the bond market, bonded indebtedness, U.S. Treasuries, however you want to style it, the two-year this morning, the yield on the two-year is running at 0.84%. The 10-year is running at 3.61%, and I didn't note the 30-year, shame on me, probably 4-something. The mortgage market this morning, 15-year mortgage is up from 4.48% a month ago, 4.48%. Now trades at, you'd have to pay 4.62% for a 15-year mortgage. That's your interest rate on a 15-year mortgage, a fixed interest rate. The 30-year is flat from a month ago. A month ago it was 5.11%. Today it's 5.11% as well. So that's the market report for today. We're going to hear lots more about Haiti. There's no doubt about that. This off of the Associated Press out of the Seattle Times, however, gives us a little bit of an idea of some of the misdirection that we're dealing with as well. The Haiti earthquake is giving the American base at Guantanamo Bay a new mission, supplying aid to the devastated island nation and potentially detaining thousands of Haitian immigrants captured at sea. Captured at sea. Potentially detaining thousands of Haitian migrants and captured at sea. As I've mentioned several times in the past, right here during this week, as we look at this earthquake-riddled Port-au-Prince and other places in Haiti, look at it from a geopolitical standpoint, it being just 400 and some miles to the north by northeast of the northern end of the Panama Canal. That's a strategic point, a choke point there in the Caribbean Sea. Anything that Hutchison Whampoa wants to run through the Panama Canal would be within airstrike or easy missile strike from Haiti. Also, at the same time, realize that Haiti lies as a choke point just below and shields the most easterly end of Cuba. And, you've got Miami and all the air bases in Florida covering the northern part in case Raul gets a little frisky. They can certainly be improved. Their position could be improved by having bases in Haiti and in Florida to keep track of whatever might be going down on Cuba. Also, with the advent of any kind of if the Chinese start to feel like they've got a new point in the sun and they start getting a little frisky, certainly having military bases in Haiti would be a good place for the U.S. military as well. So all that, there's in there. But something else is happening. This Haiti earthquake, is off the Associated Press, AP, an article written by Ben Fox, the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base, Cuba. The Haiti earthquake is giving the American base at Guantanamo Bay a new mission, supplying aid to the devastated island nation and potentially detaining thousands of Haitian migrants captured at sea. I've been hearing about the boat people at work again, but they may very well be. President Barry the Usurper's deadline for closing the base prison expires today, with no new date in sight. But a huge effort to provide earthquake aid is just getting started. So here's another one of these Usurper's promises going down the drain, one of these campaign poems. You know, as they say, candidates campaign, politicians, they campaign in poetry, and then they serve in rhetoric. They've certainly got a lot of rhetoric going around here, but today's the day that that base was supposed to be closed, and it's not going to be closed anytime soon. The U.S. has designated Guantanamo, less than 200 miles from Haiti, as the hub of the aid operation. Dozens of helicopters and planes take off daily to ferry supplies and personnel to the stricken country or to American ships off the coast. In ordinary times, the base airstrip is ghostly, with about 3 flights a day, including the sporadic release of prisoners. Yeah, very sporadic release. Clearly, here's a quote, Haiti has eclipsed everything else, close quote, base commander, Navy captain Stephen Blaisdell said Thursday. So any activity, any thought of closing that Guantanamo is going up in smoke here or up in dust, depending on your point of view. Actively related to the aid effort, it is expected to intensify in coming weeks, and no one knows when those efforts might end. At the same time, U.S. officials refuse to predict when the detention center, which now holds 198 men, will get a new date for closure. The usurper directed the government shortly after his inauguration to close the detention center within a year. But those efforts now are bogged down. Congress attempted to block the transfer of detainees to U.S. prisons, and other countries are still reluctant to accept them. Authorities are also still deciding which detainees will be prosecuted and which might stay in custody without charges for security reasons. Well, there's much more to that. At the prison, Friday's deadline for the closure of the base of the prison was a non-event. The delay in closing the base has angered Guantanamo's many critics, but attorneys for the prisoners say most of their clients were always skeptical that they would be going home anytime soon. Well, that's that. We'll be back. Lots more to go in today's broadcast. Stay with us.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we have returned once again and going straight to the phone. Let's talk to Ed, who's called in from Louisiana. Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Good morning, Will. Thank you for taking my call. Look, just a little point about this Haiti thing, and I think you've made a good point on its strategic location. Well, there's a geopolitical issue as well, considering the amount of oil resources that are there in Haiti. And I think that there's been several articles written by one Dr. Jeanette and Daniel Mathurin that's providing a lot of evidence to show that there's plenty of oil resources there in Haiti. And there's some speculation about whether or not this earthquake was a staged disaster because they were running drills in the Tampa region. I believe it was Tampa, on the exact same thing, a disaster hurricane scenario in Haiti, which we know already that when they're running drills on a disaster and it occurs, then that's what, you know, they're usually something that they planned. But I just wanted to bring that up about the oil reserves, and it's supposedly next to Venezuela, it's one of the richest oil regions in the Gulf. I mean, there's a lot of oil there. So there's another geopolitical strategy being played out here, I think, as well. And I was looking at an article on Open Salon, and it was written actually on October 13, 2009, and this means that somebody already had preconceived to start doing a little bit of drilling in the region. So I just wanted to bring that up, Will, and see what you thought about that. And I'll take your comments offline. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Ed. Good stuff. I will comment on that because certainly if you go back and look, as we have, folks, again, I noticed on that one news article earlier this week in regards to the United Nations resolutions in regards to Haiti, and then our listener, Rob, shot me off an email and a Skype note giving me some links to that resolution, which opened up a study of resolutions, United Nations resolutions. There's been a considerable amount of attention that's just been happening in the background ever since the ouster of Aristide and others. And, of course, Chris Five in our chat rooms, frequent listener, also sent me a dreadful link. I mean, to tell you, I mean, when I watch this thing, I very rarely ever get involved with DVDs or watching videos and things like that, largely because my mind is fairly clean on that and not having been a lifelong television watcher, and I don't go to movies, and so I'm not carrying around a lot of graphic images in my mind, but there were certainly plenty of images impressed on my mind from that DVD that was presentation, YouTube thing. But there has been no shortage of United Nations and Haitian national police brutalities visited upon these people, and they're not a happy bunch of campers. That's for sure. As far as the oil is concerned, we know that there is the Gulf of Mexico and all of the coastlines are absolutely, you know, oil rich. I believe that we're actually floating on a sea of oil, this abiotic oil. I don't believe for a moment that this is the product of decaying dinosaurs and old leaves. I think that the petroleum products are just a naturally occurring and perhaps a replenishing, recurring thing like the sweat out of the planet Earth, and we can tap them anywhere and everywhere and get the oil. But, yeah, there's probably a lot of oil there. There's also hydroelectric power production capacity. There's also bauxite there. There's also very fertile and rich ground for any manner of growings of things, including mahogany and other kinds of trees and natural stuff. But let's go into that just a little bit and find out something about it, about history. You know, the encyclopedia is one of the places I like to go after I visit the dictionary and learn how to say Haiti once again. But going into the encyclopedias again, this is out of the 1951 Encyclopedia Americana, folks. Nothing exotic here. Just go to the, I went to a flea market, and for a $20 bill, I picked up a huge box of books, including an entire set of these encyclopedias, which was a boon for me and my library. I share the product of that with you on air, but here, out of the article on Haiti, the history, on his first voyage to the New World, Cristobal Colomb, or Christopher Columbus, or Cristobals, depending on how you want to look at him, Christopher Columbus discovered the island known to its Indian inhabitants as Haiti. Very old name. He landed on its northwest shore on December the 6th of 1492. And so you do the math, run it forward, but how close it is to December now. At a spot facing the Windward Passage, of course, the Windward Passage lies between the island of Haiti and Dominican Republic and Cuba. Lies like right in between there. That's the Windward Passage. At a spot facing, again, the Windward Passage, which is now marked Mole Saint Nicholas on the maps. Of course, on my maps, that is no longer the case. And afterward, followed the coastline northeastward. On Christmas Day, 3 weeks later, his flagship, the Santa Maria, was lost on a reef near the site of the present city of Cap-Haïtien. And that's still there, by the way. That city is still there. There, Columbus founded a small settlement and called it La Natividad, Spanish for Christmas. The aboriginal name of the island he changed to La Isla Española, in time corrupted to Hispaniola. Not too long before the coming of the Spaniards, another invading race had defeated and practically annihilated the original Arawak inhabitants. These first invaders were the Carib Indians, who, having settled in Haiti as conquerors, were themselves destined to be exterminated in the island's second invasion. The little colony of La Natividad was attacked by the Caribs and destroyed, but in the end, the great numbers of arriving Spaniards overran the entire island and subdued its native population, then estimated at about 1 million. So we got 2 million in Port-au-Prince area there now, and they had about 1 million then. By 1517, they'd been so decimated by fighting and the hardships imposed by their Catholic Spanish masters as to be almost wiped out. In order to supply new workers for the land, Bishop Bartolome de las Casas appealed to the Spanish crown to have African Negroes brought over. Notice they didn't say African-American, they didn't say colored people, and they didn't say blacks, no. All of that is in your post-Martin Lucifer King time, when we still spoke correctly. Anyway, they talk about Negroes here, which is a noble thing to say. They imported some Negro slaves during his administration. That was from 1502 to 1509. This request inaugurated the organized slave traffic, which was to grow to such overwhelming proportions as to engulf ruthlessly Haiti's white population. So at this time period here, as a result of these issues, this is where the slave trade really got its start. Around 1630, French and English buccaneers and pirates made the island of La Tortuga, Guantanamo, their headquarters, from which they swarmed abroad over the Spanish main, starting such a reign of sea terrorism, that peaceful merchantmen dreaded entering these waters unescorted. Soon, the Tortugan pirates broadened their land bases to include the western part of the mainland of Haiti, and French influence began to oust that of Spain. In 1697, the Treaty of Ryswick, the Spanish crown ceded the western third of Hispaniola to France. Western third, that would be Haiti. And then we have the Dominican Republic taking up the other two-thirds, which renamed it Saint Dominique. Well, the terrorism continued. The story will continue, but we'll have to wait until after this break. Be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
40 Al from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we continue here from our article right out of the Encyclopedia, The Terrorism of the Pirates and Freebooters. This is written in 1951, by the way. Probably written much earlier than that, but it is found in the 1951 edition of this set of encyclopedias, the Encyclopedia Americana. The terrorism of the pirates and freebooters continued for almost a century, but St. Dominique himself flourished under French rule and eventually became one of the wealthiest colonies of the whole of the West Indies, producing valuable and abundant crops of sugar, coffee, wheat, and cotton. The white planters, notice they didn't say the French, or they didn't say the English, and they didn't say the Spanish, they just said white. And that's the way we wrote in the 50s and 60s. The white planters lived in almost unbelievable luxury, built largely upon slave labor and Negroes. And you ought to see this and understand this. What has been taken away, what has been added in newspeak and political correctness, but the white planters, white is lowercase w, but Negroes is, as it always is, properly capitalized. And Negroes, capital N, continued to be imported in great numbers from capital A, Africa. Didn't say Africans or African Americans. Or Africa Haitians, you know, they just said Negroes so that everybody knew what they were talking about. Haitians' population by 1789 consisted of three classes, divided as follows: 30,000, what lowercase w, whites, 40,000 lowercase m mulattoes. You see, at one time we still spoke correctly and we said mulattoes. You know, Barry the Usurper would be afraid of that today, being one himself. And free, capital N, Negroes, and some 400,000 slaves. So there was 40,000 mulattoes and free Negroes and some 400,000 slaves. That year of 1789 marked the outbreak of the French Revolution, and its passionate struggle for freedom woke inevitable chaos and echoes in the island colonies far across the sea. A strong drive for the abolition of slavery on one hand was met by an equally determined resistance to such a plan from the slaveholding plantation owners. The conflict broke into open violence on August the 20th of 1791, with the slaves on the Turpin plantation suddenly rising and killing every white, and that's lowercase w, by the way, every white person in the immediate vicinity and putting the torch to all the buildings. From there, the Holocaust, no, we're not talking about Jews. From there, the Holocaust, that would be a live burning sacrifice, a burnt offering. From there, the Holocaust spread through other plantations of the rich North Plain, leaving them charred ruins. Those owners who escaped fled for refuge to the cities. Within a few weeks, 2,000 whites, lowercase w there, had been massacred, and 180 sugar and 900 coffee, cotton, and indigo plantations had been razed. Not built, razed with a Z, destroyed. About 1,200 white families, that's lowercase w, white, were homeless, and 10,000 blacks, now you see they use blacks, lowercase b, had either been executed, often being broken on the wheel, or had died by violence and famine. Cruelties unmentionable were practiced. Finally, in 1793, France was forced to decree the abolition of slavery in Saint-Dominique. Out of this maelstrom, there emerged a remarkable figure, a former slave named François-Dominique Toussaint Louverture. who lived from 1743 to 1803. He was a mulatto, by the way. And, continuing, he had risen to the rank of general in the French army and finally to governor of Saint-Dominique. Toussaint Louverture, in May of 1801, convened an assembly composed of 10 members which probably voted him governor for life, and proceeded to draw up a constitution. Napoleon Bonaparte, then First Consul of France, strongly objected to such liberties being taken by a French colony. He sent an expedition of 25,000 men and 70 warships to bring the island back to its former allegiance and to restore the institution of slavery which Toussaint's new constitution had abolished. The Haitians were temporarily defeated in 1802, but after hard fighting and Toussaint Louverture was taken prisoner and sent to France, where he died in 1803 at the Fort Dijoux, or something like that. Two new leaders, however, kept the fires of rebellion blazing in Haiti. These were Jean-Jacques Dessalines, it looks like, a Negro, and a mulatto named Alexander Sabis Pétion. Sabis Pétion. Both were generals in the French army, as Toussaint Louverture had been. They led the revolt so successfully that though the French sent reinforcements to Haiti several times to continue the struggle, the end was victory for the Haitian rebels. And then it continues. It talks about other plagues and things that came upon them. It has a very interesting past. History is so much more interesting than the fiction you get off the regurgitorium sometimes. But this might stir up the passions, especially among the Christian right, the moral majority. This they could perhaps point to as a reason for all of the troubles in Haiti. The greatest expression, again out of the Encyclopedia Americana, different section of the same article, the greatest expression of native art is embodied in the pervading pagan religion of voodoo. Voodoo heathens. a great music, some of which Ludovic Lamothe has used as a basis for his compositions, has evolved from this religion. Great and subtle drum music accompanies the ceremonies, of course, in Southwest Missouri from time to time. You can see in the newspapers where the young people are invited to come and join in drum circles. Drum circles, you know, those voodoo heathens. Many beautiful hymns to the Loa, or gods, have been composed. Of course, I was down in Nassau, Bahamas, years ago, and became acquainted with the owner of Ronnie's Rebel Room, Ronnie, and got to meet some of the early, I can't remember the guy's name, I think it was Bill something. He was one of the guys that made the first drum out of a 55-gallon can, and they tuned all of the, by pounding and beating on the bottom of the 55-gallon drum and cutting it in half and pounding on it, concave, they were able to make it like a xylophone. Beautiful, beautiful music made out of old discarded 55-gallon drums. That was wonderful. Many beautiful hymns to the Loa, or the gods, have been composed. The airs and some of the worlds are said to come from Africa. The ceremonies of Dahomey and its Loa dominate the cults. It is estimated that more than 100 tribes are represented in the population of Haiti, but the Rada, capital R, Rada Loa, their gods, the Rada gods, are the most worshipped. The religion has become stylized on Haitian soil. There are ceremonies to the Congo Loa, the Petro ceremonies, Petro, like the petrodollar. But Dambala Tokan Freda, Dahomey, is the supreme Loa of voodoo, with his offerings made on Wednesdays. Several ceremonial dances from Africa have been made native. There are many art objects necessary to the ceremonies, like the Oscon, and these have come to be works of art, as are the decorations of the two classes of drums, the Rada and the Petro drums of Haiti. Would that be the same, Petro drums, the 55-gallon oil drums? Well, possibly. Haiti is nominally Catholic, but the two religions thrive side by side. And there is, I might add, a certain amount of syncretism in all of that. So that's a little bit about Haiti, just a little bit. Certainly, the Haitians have a long history. They have much to be proud of, and they have much to be concerned about, known as they are as the Black Republic. Haiti is one of the few independent Negro nations of the world and has the added distinction of being the only republic in the Western Hemisphere where the official language is French. Again, this is out of the Encyclopedia. It comprises the western third of the island of Hispaniola, also known as La Isla de Española and Santo Domingo, in the time of the Spanish. Continues. Very interesting article. Lots to learn about Haiti. As long as it's in the news, we might as well. But, you know, we hear all the time about, you know, and yesterday the lengthy phone call that we got in regards to left-right paradigm, you know, the false left-right paradigm. Well, obviously, if we do a little brief word study on that and understand what is a paradigm, a paradigm is actually nothing more than an example or a model. And so we'll talk about this model, paradigms, political parties, pressure groups, public relations, and more as we continue today's broadcast. Stay with us.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Having returned once again and looking at this recent victory here of Scott Brown in Massachusetts, you know, we have to ask ourselves the question, what does it matter? What does he stand for? Is he just simply a vote to block something that the opposite party would desire, like cap and trade or health care or something else? What does he actually stand for himself? Is he significant in the political spectrum, or was he a convenient also-ran? I don't know. We'll see. We'll let his actions define the man, so to speak. But certainly when we take a look at the idea of a Paul's left-right paradigm, well, I've used the phrase from time to time myself. It's descriptive. If we can understand that a paradigm is a model, and that we have in the United States an established two-party political system, and we could look at that as a paradigm, an example, we could say much the same about an economic paradigm, such as the differences between a free market economy and a Keynesian model, where they actually and genuinely believe that they can spend their way into prosperity. You know, it doesn't work at your home. It doesn't work in my home. But there are many very influential economists who actually believe that they can continue to create money out of nothing and spend our way into prosperity. And Barry the Usurper, unfortunately, is influenced by economists of that paradigm, that model. But a false left-right paradigm? Well, what is left and right anyway? Do we even have any clue when we use that phrase? I don't think so. Generally, it's just something as a talking point that's out there, and so people use it much like they would reach for a tissue. But the idea here is rational, efficient, and party democracy continuums within party examples or a party paradigm. Rational, efficient, and party democracy. If we wanted to set up a continuum and you would array things along a line, like a number line, with a, say, 0 in the middle, and a minus 5 over on one side, and a plus 5 over on the opposite, then you could perhaps call the minus 5 the extreme left, and the plus 5 an extreme right in that number line paradigm. If you look at it from the standpoint of known, existent, or extant parties in this idea, this universal division of peoples into and arrayed against one another in parties and factions, which our founders warned us repeatedly against allowing ourselves to go into. But if you were to do that using existing political parties as a model, on the far left, you would have the party democracy type, and on the far right, you might be able to say the rational efficient type. And on the far left, you would have the traditional European socialist parties, and on the far right, you'd have the old style city machine parties that we had up until, you know, within 50 years from today. So here we've got this far left, traditional European socialist parties, and then as you move towards the center, you've got the club movement parties in the U.S., and then dead off in the center, you've got British conservatives and the German Christian Democrats, and then off a little bit further towards the right, you've got the Democratic and Republican parties, and this is according to William E. Wright, out of his Comparative Study of Party Organization, a university textbook in political science. And this published back in 1971 by Charles Merrill Publishing Company. And so we could look at this continuum and judge it on the basis of the things that are said about it and how it's used, but understand that this idea of a false left-right paradigm is, in some regards, accurate when we talk about American politics, insofar as that the Democratic and Republican parties are virtually identical, not only in their style or type, but also in the place that they would occupy on this continuum, with traditional European socialist parties on the extreme left and the old-style city machine parties on the extreme right, the Democratic and Republican parties being just a bit left of right. They're both in the rational, efficient party types. The rational, efficient, and party democracy models, the author writes, will be systematically contrasted in terms of a common set of factors which are grouped into the following broad classes: the role of parties in the political system and their system function, 2, the manifest functions of political parties, 3, the salient structural properties of parties, 4, internal party processes, and 5, evaluative criteria. So when we look at parties and political parties, there are many criteria by which you would set out whether or not an actual paradigm is left or right or false or true. And certainly when you find something that is true in all counts, it's difficult to call it false. But we can say that there is a left-right paradigm in the United States, if it's false, is to be determined, whether it's a fallacy or not. But continuing here, it talks about various things that you would find in these two models or paradigms. The basic conception of democracy, of course, needs to be understood in all of this. And particularly when we're looking at a book here, a textbook, a university textbook published as it is in 1971, I like to go back to the excellent little book, a special report from the Murchison Chair of Free Enterprise, this put together by Bob Hillman. I received a copy directly from his hand to mine a couple of years ago down at a Freedom 21 conference in Dallas. But Bob Hillman put together this book. It's called Reinventing Government, Fast Bullets and Culture Changes. And in the book, and I've shared this before on air, but this is found: at present, UN officials are concentrating on teaching American children democracy as the first step towards making them enthusiastic supporters of the new order. Now, of course, this book was published in the summer of 2001, but we're talking about research that goes much earlier than that. Following directly on the heels of the Edwards revelations came a second Tribune, the Chicago Tribune, story, this one on UN efforts to change what children would be taught in school in the 1920s when William Hale Thompson first revealed that children were being indoctrinated in their classrooms on the benefit of globalization, the Tribune said nothing. Now, however, it also began to object to this kind of activity. In the article, quote, United Nations, New Order, Propaganda to Begin at the Cradle, close quote, written by Walter Trohan, it is stated, quote, at present, UN officials are concentrating on teaching American children democracy as the first step towards making them enthusiastic supporters of the new order. While the same program of education is to be used in several other countries, it has not been asked for in Russia, close quote. The author writes, this is probably because, as Vice President Henry Wallace noted in his speech at Madison Square Garden, that is where the program came from. Again, we go back to our Zionist studies of many parts where we understand where this came creeping in, this socialist tactic known as Zionism, but also the intense desire to remake the world as democracies. Go back to Woodrow Wilson where he says, making the world safe for democracy. That was the new thing, the new paradigm for America, just as we're doing today in Haiti. Again, he then details how special books were being prepared for use in the schools and the publications were being prepared for adults as well. As part of this program, the children were to learn about a new set of heroes, international heroes, who were responsible for creating the UN. Among these heroic figures were Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Joseph Stalin, V.M. Molotov, Cordell Hull, Winston Churchill, Sumner Wells, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Edward R. Stettinus, Jr. The UN educational program that Trohan was referring to was approved at the first United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization General Conference, held in November and December of 1946. Of course, that's UNESCO. One of the first things on its agenda was the creation of a, quote, a study of education for international understanding in the primary and secondary schools and in institutions of higher learning of member states to be conducted by the member states with the assistance of the UNESCO Secretariat. Well, so there you go. This is where it starts to, where the cookie begins to crumble. This is where the worm gets into the apple. We go back and look at the United Nations and UNESCO and its influence on schools at every level, and then we find it written in college textbooks. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, January the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now, as we begin our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, we come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, we covered a little bit about Haiti, some of its history and background, some of its geopolitical importance, some of the natural resources and their religion, voodoo, largely voodoo, voodoo heathens, right? So that makes them an absolute target, don't they? Doesn't it for all of those out there that would like to eradicate any kind of thinking other than their kind of thinking? But, yeah, that's the way it is. We live in a pluralistic world. And then we began to discuss a little bit about this idea of the false left-right paradigm. Where these ideas come from? What does it really mean? What is a paradigm? Nothing really more than an example or a model. And left and right being about as specious as it comes. But nevertheless, these are things that are in wide parlance these days. Going back to this text of this book written by Robert Hillman, 2001, Reinventing Government, his little booklet here, it's a nice book. Tried to get him on air with me numerous times, but he's quite shy. He's written a lot of very strong words, and he's shy. That's never been my problem. By the end of World War I, textbook authors had been quietly editing their books, Bob writes, for almost 10 years. Woodrow Wilson's call for a League of Nations intensified this movement dramatically, both here and in Europe. And in 1919, socialist author Anatole France became so excited about the prospect of rewriting the history books that while speaking before the French Congress of Elementary School Teachers, he shouted, "Burn the books! They teach hate! Burn them all!" Wonder if he's any relation to Abraham Foxman, ADL. Follett felt that government based on individual rights had no place in modern political theory and disliked the system of checks and balances because it prevented power from being concentrated in the hands of a small group of people. This is another author here, Follett. It was at this point that Follett's book, The New State, made its debut. The world government that Follett had advocated was to be a democracy. But it would differ in some respects from democracy as most people then understood it. And I'll just do a sidebar here. And if you really want to understand these terms in the right way, I would recommend that you go back and look at Aristotle's Politics, where he writes about these various party types and models, where a democracy is but one step removed from anarchy. And that's not a happy ending, by the way. The highest form of government of all being the government that would be a theocracy, a government ruled by God or the gods alone. The creator of the universe certainly ought to know how to operate things, but we've never been able to get strongly communed well enough there to make that happen. It always devolves into a rule by priesthoods. But his idea of a republic is far different from that of a democracy. The idea of a republic, well, Aristotle simply said this, he said that in a republic, the constitution is the government. In other words, a written formal covenant, a compact made by the people. And as Thomas Paine said, such as we don't dislike monarchies around the world, in America, the Constitution is king. See, he was known as the father of republicanism at his time. Nobody really liked him because he wasn't fawning all over himself with the religionists, but he certainly knew something about the republican model and many of the Europeans and other republics around the world followed suit. So we'll come back on the other side. We'll find out a little bit more about the new state from Follett. Your calls are welcome, and we've got lots to discuss. We'll be right back.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And if you're new to the broadcast, you can certainly go back to the Become Vocal Local archives page and the show archives page, which you can find on the homepage of oraclebroadcasting.com, all the way back to the very beginning when I first came on this network. And pick up the trail right there. Also, other archives are available on the internet. You can go to Revolution Broadcasting as well. Look for the Become Vocal Local archives and the show archives on that network, and you'll find many more of these kinds of talks where we really get in and dig around a bit in the political science realm of things and the creation and the perpetuation of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government right here on our shores. That would be the best understanding, the best and the quickest approach. I generally don't repeat things over and over and over again. I prefer to point you back to the archives because the topics that we're discussing as we try and figure out what we can do and what we need to be doing quickly in this country are so much, the picture is so huge, that to dwell over and over and over endlessly on one minor portion of it fails in its overall application. But back to this book again. Again, I'm sharing a little bit from Robert Hillman's Reinventing Government, Fast Bullets and Culture Changes. And he's talking about a book that was written by Mary Parker Follett, published by the it was originally published in New York by Longman Green Company in 1918, reprinted by the Pennsylvania State University Press in 1998. The entire text of New State, The New State, The New State by Follett, F-O-L-L-E-T-T, can be found online, apparently, as an ebook at sunsite.utk.edu. sunsite.utk.edu if you'd like to read the rest of this story. But it was at this point again that Follett's book, The New State, made its debut. The world government that Follett advocated was to be a democracy, but it would differ in some respects from the democracy that most people understood. She summed up her feelings on the subject in the following manner. Quote, from the Middle Ages, the appreciation of the individual has steadily grown. The Reformation in the 16th century was an individualistic movement. The apotheosis of the individual, however, soon led us astray, involving, as it did, an entirely erroneous notion of the relation of the individual to society, and gave us the false political philosophy of the 17th and 18th centuries. Of course, that was when this country was founded. She considered the entire concept of the United States, from its Declaration of Independence to its Constitution, especially the Bill of Rights, to be part of this false political philosophy and therefore detrimental to the cause of world government. She felt that government based on individual rights had no place in modern political theory and disliked the system of checks and balances because it prevented power from being concentrated in the hands of a small group of people. In order to correct this situation, she felt that, quote, we must reinterpret or restate the fundamental principles of democracy, which they did. And with John Dewey in the picture as well, we can understand that to replace political history with his Deweyite social studies was the perfect means of meeting the educational requirements of the powerful. In social studies, American youngsters were to learn that America was chiefly an industrial system and not a republic at all. That a good citizen is a worker who gets up when the alarm clock rings and speeds to his job on time. In social studies, too, they would learn that the real history of America is the development of American industry. History without politics in it, which teaches the most corrupt of political lessons, that politics does not matter. And, of course, we hear that on a regular basis. It has been inculcated into the minds of the youth to the point that they take these things to heart and make their lives around them. But going back to the political system attributes, as we can find in a comparative study of party organization edited by William Wright in the first section, again, we think about this continuum upon which the parties are arrayed, and under the rational efficient model, which both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are, they're just standing on top of each other, they're the same place in the continuum. Their basic conception of democracy, this perverted thing known as democracy, their basic conception of democracy is pluralistic. It's party only, where the party is only one type of political actor. Now, of course, you know that Barry the Usurper is an actor. He pretends to be president, and everyone pretends to respect him as president. Where the actors and stakeholders figure very largely in consensus meetings and the dialogue to consensus and the Delphi technique and the advancement of communitarian law and other things, sustainable development. This idea that we live in this pluralistic society needs to be understood, but this is their basic conception of democracy, where that political parties are only one type of political actor. Certainly we have no end to political actors. We have no end to actors. We've got the Council on Foreign Relations, the Council of National Policy. We've got the World Wildlife Fund. We've got the Sierra Club. We've got all the bugs and bunny groups. And as we say, we've got all the animal clubs and the Masons, too. Not to mention all of the various and sundry members of the moral majority and all of the various religionists in this as well. We live in a pluralistic society. And like little birds up on a fence wire, everyone is cheaping for their little piece of grain out of the pie. The difference between the party democracy model, which would truly be the European socialist model, and the rational, efficient model is that here in the United States and in other countries around the world that use the rational, efficient model, we here have become pluralistic, whereas the party democracy model is majoritarian. In other words, they have the primacy of party. We don't have the primacy of party here. The parties are only one type of political actor. Let me jump over a little bit here. Into another book, The Politics of American Democracy, 5th edition. This is another university textbook. We work out of textbooks, encyclopedias, and the authors here frequently on this broadcast. This out of Chapter 7, Pressure Groups and Public Relations, because one of the goals of democracy is widely shared political power. Widely shared. And because complete equality is never achieved, social scientists have engaged in lively, often acrimonious debate over the question, who governs? And three theories or more, properly schools of thought, have developed in the attempt to answer this question. So just as we were studying law, the history of law, and found that there were multiple schools of thought, so too in political science, social science, three different schools have developed. To an attempt to answer that question of who governs. They can be roughly labeled as the log-rolling group or pluralistic, the power elite explanations of the log-rolling group or pluralistic and power elite explanations of the policy process. So altogether too often, we talk about the elite, the power elite, you know, the captains of finance and industry, but we overlook the log-rollers, the teabaggers, and all of his various and sundry groups, the pluralism of America. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Your calls are welcome.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
40 Hal from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., Shattering Paradigms, one show at a time.
So we can understand then in this idea of pressure groups and public relations and political parties and so on that there are various ways of styling all of this. But when we get involved with social scientists, we have immediately invoked Auguste Comte, his catechism of the universal religion of humanity, his system of positive philosophy and his system of positive polity. And the whole idea of sociology, you know, it comes from that man, that center, that source. So we would be well advised in our own research to look at Auguste Comte from time to time. And one of the more accessible ways of going about that is to access Gertrude Lenzer's excellent work on Auguste Comte and positivism. Gertrude Lenzer, a teacher at Columbia, I believe, still alive, too. That book is in circulation. Gertrude Lenzer, L-E-N-Z-E-R, Auguste Comte and Positivism. Comte spelled C-O-M-T-E. But in, again, trying to answer this question, who governs these three theories or schools of thought, log rolling, group or pluralistic, and power elite? As explanations of the policy process, each of these explanations offer a different view of the influence of pressure groups on public policy. Of course, you can go back and pick up Albert Van Dicey's work as well. And we've talked about that in the past, about how public opinion and cross currents of public opinion shape law and legislation. And certainly we see a cross current of public opinion coming along with Dick Armey and Steve Forbes and the newly formed Tea Party groups, basically just hijacked an earlier expression out of the Ron Paul campaign where they had the little tea parties that they threw tea into the lakes and shores around America. But taxed enough already is a statement that anyone, all of us, probably would enthusiastically embrace. But the Tea Party movement is something different than that today. And for all of those of you in Southwest Missouri, Northwest Arkansas, we'll be back in Springfield again, coming up on the Saturday, the 30th of January, to do another, hopefully, 2 or 3 hour session seminar for the Liberty Restoration Project there on political activism, activism in general. So if you want to attend that, just fire me off an email to bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net, and I'll forward you a flyer. Back to the discussion here. The log rolling interpretation sees policy as the product of a decentralized bargaining process in which the relationship among pressure groups is one of mutual non-interference. So you've got the various and sundry bugs and bunny groups out there, and there's a plethora of them, who one group perhaps would be champions for the preservation of a tree frog, another one would be preservation of old-growth redwood forest, another would be preservation of a coastal darter, a small fish. Some are concerned about drowning polar bears, and some are concerned about the baby seals the polar bears eat. It's a, what a mess. But they get involved with Earth First and whatnot. They get involved with this idea of mutual non-interference. They all realize that their Bugs and Bunny advocacy is not looking at the environment per se. It's looking at new systems of control, the destruction of the individual, the triumph of the collective. The participants do not share common interests, and the process is not one of compromise, but they do practice mutual non-interference. Quote, given interests were whose objectives are intrinsically of mutual indifference, collaboration for support of the whole demands of each can be easily or readily effected. And some see this rolling together of different interests as adding up to an expression of majority needs. But it is more generally viewed as biased in favor of narrow, special interests. You can find that in the Moral Majority, where they have embraced Talmudism and Zionism and Israel exceptionalism, in along with their various and sundry Christian ethos. And they all work together with mutual non-interference in a apparent antagonism with humanism, or the study of the Greeks and the idea of the triumph of reason, if you will, the Enlightenment, liberal, the free thinkers, all of that eschewed by the strong religionist. Group theory, the second one of these three schools, group theory, or the pluralistic model, was the dominant interpretation of political scientists. Groups, each with a different set of shared attitudes. And so you could see on one side of the pink styrofoam banners, the homosexuals, and then on the opposite side, you've got all of the Bible verse readers condemning homosexuality here. They go from mutual non-interference replaced by conflict among groups. Conflict theory, the permanent revolution, advancing progress or progressive reform through a permanent revolution. Majority coalitions must be created on each issue. So some people are all about nuclear power and clean coal, and others are all about windmills and tidal power as solutions. And it's the Hegelian dialectic oftentimes comes into that, where the synthesis is the destruction of power and a system by which rocks have more rights, to borrow Hal Anthony's term, rocks have more rights than people, and we let Mother Gaia heal as the human being becomes marginalized to the point of non-existence, or perhaps just simply extinct. But in this particular system, power is highly decentralized, fluid, and situational. There is no single elite, but a multi-centered system in which the centers exist in a conflict and bargaining relation to each other. Now, in this pluralistic world that we live in, and you can go back to Tavistock Institute and the Smith Institute and Brookings and others for validation of this idea, but it's taking the power to the edge, realizing that in order to destroy nation states and to bring everyone into a one world, a new world order, we have to so thoroughly discredit the constitutional institutions of the past, to render them impotent is to take all of the power to the edge and right back down to the local level again, as we advance the movement known as localism. I'm not a proponent of localism, but I do realize that if we're going to be successful at all, we're going to have to begin at the bottom and work our way back up through this milieu. And so before we can get in and start doing anything constructive in Washington, the District of Criminals, which really might be a better target for urban renewal, until we can develop our own selves and deploy our own selves locally, any marching on Washington is almost moot point. The power elite explanation does not deny the importance of pressure groups, but it does not deny that power is decentralized The distribution of power is viewed as inherently hierarchical, and those at the top of the pyramid, particularly those in the highest industrial, military, and political positions, make all of the key decisions. And they do that through their lobbyists and these paid whores in Congress and the presidency and the judicial branch. No separation of powers any longer exists. Let's not overlook the media. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So then we can continue with our discussion here on pressure groups, public relations, the false left-right paradigm, so to speak, getting coming to some understanding of this sample, this example, this model that we call political parties here in this country. Not really false, they exist. Not really left nor right, they're actually standing right on top of each other. Sometimes one, sometimes the other is at the top. What is the purpose of a political party if it is not simply to gain the proximity of or complete control of the power of government and then use that force to advance their own agendas, their own programs, if you will? There's no really any other reason for it than that. But of course, we understand as well that we didn't begin on our journey here in America with political parties. They are an admixture. They came later, and they came right on time to do the job that they wanted to do, which was to divide the people along specious party lines and specious party principles, and to further the myth of the rift between the industrial North and the agricultural South, as if the agricultural South was not entirely dependent upon the industrial North and vice versa. Largely, the complaint was that the agricultural South was able to get more for its wares, get more for its produce in European markets, and sometimes even pick up the industrial items that they needed at a lesser price than they could get from the northern states. So that raised up a huge and horny problem, and they went to war. But anyway, continuing, it says here from our textbook that the distribution of power is viewed again as inherently hierarchical, and those at the top of the pyramid, particularly those in the highest industrial, military, and political positions, make all the key decisions. Their resources are overwhelmingly greater than those of lower status people, and the theory assumes that power resources are applied without slack. Occupants of these quote-unquote command post positions are recruited and socialized so as to reduce basic conflicts among them, and as we've also learned from this very textbook, that up until such point as a man or a woman has become politically socialized in the eyes of the social scientists, the super social scientists, that man or that woman is little more than a natural brute beast. It's not until you become politically socialized that you're elevated to the status of human being. I believe that is important. Policy can thus be settled by informal, gentlemanly accord without the formal trappings of debates and votes. Group conflict and coalitional building occur, but only on issues that are not fundamental and among people at the middle levels of power. You might think of a really diverse neighborhood in some fancy place in New Jersey, New York, or California, or elsewhere, where they have a very diverse population. Some of them are in oil, and some of them are in aluminum. Some of them are in aerospace and technologies, living hundreds of yards apart from each other in their mansions. There are different levels of power. Certainly when we go up on the news each morning, as I do, and lately, seeing that most of the news has to do with M&A, or mergers and acquisitions, and not just in the United States of America, but all around the world, we can understand who has risen to the top. If not just these captains of finance and industry, but that was what was styled in by Comte, Auguste Comte, back in the 1800s, when he came up with his positive polity. In the positive stage of human development, the final stage of human development, where the captains of finance and industry would rule the planet through their appointed dictator and their central banks. Wouldn't call Auguste Comte a prophet. He was pretty much Fruit Loops most of the time. But he definitely pegged that one right on the money, didn't he? And it's happening. We're in that stage of development right now. So anyway, it goes on. Which of these interpretations of importance of pressure groups in America, American politics, is most valid? And it goes on. It talks about the pressure groups and so on. We'll come back to that perhaps if we have time. I want to go back now to the comparative study of party organization and look in a little bit more about what we're talking about when we talk about a false left-right paradigm. Again, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party standing on each other's shoulders. When one tires, the other climbs down and climbs up. The other guy climbs up on its shoulders. So sometimes we have the Republicans on the top, and sometimes we have the Democrats on top of the stack, but they just keep trading off whenever they get exhausted or whenever the people get exhausted. But the agenda always moves forward. That's because in this pluralistic party, pluralistic, rational, efficient model, pluralistic in nature, party is only one type of political actor. By goals and system attributes, I'm looking at a chart here, by system attributes. The second one is their goal definition or their function. In the rational, efficient American system, instrumentalist viewpoints rule the day. That's their goal or their definition of function. Party is not a main goal definer. Party defines goals simply to win elections. What are the political parties? They are private corporations. They're corporations. They are legal fictions in law. That's right. You go up on your Secretary of State's website and get the corporation documents for your Republican Party and your Democratic Party in your states, and you'll see that they have bylaws. They have members. They exist by the grace of the state. And then they're enshrined, all of the election laws, almost exclusively, have been written by the parties for the parties. Largely with the thing in mind is to facilitate their continued existence and to make certain that the two established political parties function as a flea comb to keep out all of the pesky little fleas that come along, whether they might be teabaggers or greens or libertarians or whatever, constitutionalists or whatever. And it works very well. But their whole existence is to win elections. And so if we're interested in winning elections, prudence would only tell us that we need to embed within these parties and start winning some of these elections. Then we can perhaps turn things around. And there's a lot more to Plan B than that. Linkage functions. Party only is only one of a number of linkage mechanisms. And we can see that there's a great number of linkages inside a pluralistic system. We've got the chambers of commerce that are very instrumental. Then we have all of the regional councils of government. And just the other day, the usurper creates this executive order that we have a formal regional council of governors in the 10 FEMA regions. But party is only one of a number of linkages. Remember, it's always boy, girl, Republican, Democrat, in a nonpartisan council of governors in the 10 FEMA regions. They'll have 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats. And there'll probably be 5 boys and 5 girls going back and visiting once again with Noah's Ark. Representative function, they have a brokerage role, as opposed to the party democracy model in socialist Europe. Representational role of parties is how they run their representative function. But here in the United States of America, with a K, we have the brokerage role of the party. And now here in Massachusetts, the parties brokered the deal for an ostensibly Republican independent, or independent Republican, or just a Republican that is not well known, or a man who never says anything about what he really wants, he just says what he's against, or whatever Scott Brown will turn out to be, party boy that he might be. But they function as the representative function is as that of a brokerage party. They have division of labor, and it's divided this way. They have interest groups. They articulate their interests. Parties aggregate interests, affirmative view of interest groups, and so on. And so this is what we see in the media. This is what we see on the nightly news. I don't watch it. You do, but I don't. This is what you see coming out of Hollywood. These are all of the brokerage roles of the party. And because of the influence of the captains of finance and industry, military-industrial complex, and all of their downline, all of these various parts and pieces are their representative function. Governing function, they have a less extensive role of the party. In other words, once they get elected, they don't organize themselves with red jackets and blue jackets. They just talk about Republican versus Democrat. They diminish the role of party. Pick it up there on the other side. Your calls are welcome. Got another 15 minutes to go.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life?
In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy Sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy Sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy Sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy Sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Hey y'all, pull up a chair and come on over to Cordat Country every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
As we say on a regular basis as we begin each broadcast here, this is the home of philosophical radicalism. We get into all these various and sundry philosophically radical thoughts and thinking. But when we study isms, we do understand, and it's borne out by continuous research, that whenever you're dealing with an ism, if you'll really get in there and scratch around, you will discover, you will find who the founder of that ism is. And typically in their writings, you will find their faith statement. It's all based on faith. It's belief. It's what I was trying to share with our caller yesterday. Political parties exist because that people have a political faith. They have a faith in their political parties. The same kind of a faith or a belief without evidence that they have in religion. And religion and politics, though we're not supposed to discuss them in public, are inculcated in the minds of men by those global elite that want to remain in power. And then we are divided on these specious grounds. And the sooner we embrace that understanding and come to some knowledge that even in the Bible, where it teaches that a house divided against itself cannot stand and a nation or a kingdom divided against itself shall surely fall, we have allowed ourselves to be divided in all of these specious pluralistic belief systems, including political parties. But the study of political parties, like any other ism, as that of all other areas of political science, needs to be guided by theory. Facts have little meaning in and of themselves. Theory gives meaning to and enables us to interpret the significance of facts. And so if you want to understand what is communitarian law, trouble me with a bunch of unrelated facts. Give us the theory so that we can understand it, so that we can comprehend it, so that we can recognize it when and where we encounter it. The terms, and this is out of the preface to Section 1, Theory, Comparative Study of Party Organization by William Wright. The terms theory, model, and conceptual framework are used interchangeably to mean conceptualization of significant variables and their interrelationships. And again, he uses the terms theory, model, and conceptual framework interchangeably. That means when we talk about the false left-right paradigm, we're talking about a model or an example. That's right out of the dictionary. First, we go to the dictionaries, understand the meanings and the senses of the words that we're using, and then we go into the encyclopedias if necessary and get some background, and then we go to the authors or the textbooks like we're doing this morning. But using theory, model, and conceptual frameworks interchangeably gives us this idea of what is a study in political parties. So back to our table, the political system attributes, as we close out today's broadcast. what do we find in the rational efficient model, which both the Republican and the Democratic parties are? What do we find in their from that model about their governing function? Well, they have a less extensive role of party, again. The parties only really roll out at election times, and because we have election calendars that run basically 24/7, 365, we've always got some new election coming up, a municipal election, local elections, school boards and dog catchers and county sheriffs and county committee men and county committee women, and on it goes. State representatives, state senators, U.S. House, the House, you know, the presidencies, all your judgeships, all that. It's an ongoing thing. So they always have to kind of keep the parties running, and that's one of the primary purposes of the parties, is to facilitate the elections, getting people to come out and vote. If nobody shows up at the political party's elections, what then would happen? But continuing down a little bit further, that's the governing function, less extensive role of the party. In other words, we don't have the Politburo, per se. Everybody's not walking around with their Mao jackets on, even though they have a little picture of Mao in their office or something. Conflict resolution. Conflict, for the rational efficient models, the Republicans and the Democrats, is viewed as disruptive. Disruptive. Conflict. We heard about disruption the other day, didn't we? That's the new model being taught in the Harvard Business School. Disruption. Disruption. That's the new business model. But conflict is viewed as disruptive. Integrative consensus-building role of the party is its primary avenue of conflict resolution. We heard about 100 times in the Advance of Sustainable Development, the Delphi Technique, and consensus meetings, Vision 2020, and all of that. Integrative consensus-building role of the party. We're a big we got a big umbrella here. We're the party of Lincoln. We got a big tent. As far as political change is concerned, the system attribute of the rational efficient models, the Republican parties and the Democratic parties, go along this line. There is a centrist view of party as supporting status quo of moderate consensual change. Both of the parties, they're really centrist. They're neither left nor right. You know, dime's worth the difference between them. We've all heard that before. But they're rather centrist. In this case, they're actually off quite close to the extreme right side of the party model continuum. But they have a centrist view of party as supporting status quo of moderate consensual change. Little here, little there. Scott Brown comes in. He doesn't want the big deal. He doesn't want to have the full meal deal, but he will take a sandwich and perhaps a sack of chips. And he'll be right there at the table for Obamacare version 2.0, and he'll be right there at the table for cap and trade. Consensual change. A centrist view of party status. The system attributes, again, the role of the party in democratizing political systems. All of the political parties out there are all moving towards this new democracy, making the world safe for democracy, even in Haiti. Parties democratized by competition with each other and externally. So we have this constant competition between the red states and the blue states, externally, competing with each other externally. Not a lot of competition at the top. They both dine at the same table with the same from the same herd of lobbyists. The media still supports both sides. They have all these great debates, right? Presidential campaign debates and all that nonsense. There is really very little competition. But they do so only externally. Party system? Well, of course, the rational, efficient model is a two-party system. So when I talk about the abolition of the established two-party political system, I'm actually describing something that's real. It's been established in this country as opposed to the multi-party systems of Europe. We can abolish the established two-party political system if we understand that they are corporations and that where corporations exist, they have both bondholders and stakeholders. They have people who have shares of stock, if you will. The membership of the Republican Party of Missouri is the county committee men and the county committee women from each of the voting precincts that make up the entire state of Missouri, 114 county committees. And if you want to make a drastic change in a political party, you'll need to have, because of this democracy system that has been set up, you're going to need to have a majority vote at a deliberative assembly. Those deliberative assemblies occur in the counties and at the state convention every 4 years. We just went through that process with the Dr. Paul thing. We'll have an opportunity to do it all again in 2012. Time is wasting. We don't want to waste time. We cannot afford to waste time. We need to move quickly, and we can do so locally. Even if you just become the dog catcher, you can have a difference. You can make a difference. Sit down and write it out on a piece of paper. What's the difference between the freedom to own a dog as opposed to the idea of having to get permission to have that dog as a companion in your home? And then you start developing a party model as it applies to something simple as the ownership of pets. Well, we're all out of time. We'll have to bring our leash back again on Monday. Until then, thanks for listening and have a good weekend.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.